Okay, today's daf is Ksubis daf Kuf, and we are on Sadi Tesma Beis. We made it to the Ksubis daf 100, 99th daf of Maseches Ksubis, and we are Sadi Tesma Beis by the Mishnah, but I mentioned that we would start off with a couple of thoughts relating to Hafrashas Truma, which came up yesterday. We mentioned the Mishnah in Trumas about the Shliach being Torim on behalf of the Balabayas and not knowing what the Balabais want is, he has to try to guesstimate 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, Piches, Hosef. That was our discussion, which ended our discussion relating to mistakes made by a shliach, and that there is more flexibility when a person himself makes a mistake than when a shliach makes a mistake. Because when a shliach makes a mistake, we all of a sudden say, Litkuni shadarti chlo lavisi, that the mishaleach could say, I didn't send you to do this, and therefore the hoshliach can become batel. If you look in Tosus, Tosus points out that on the bottom line of Tosus Piches, that all of these shiurim are, as we know, not d'oraisa. All of these shiurim are created d'rabanan minimums, or even not minimums, just ideal givings. Tosus says on the bottom line, the kol hanach kroy asmachta bi'alma. All of these are asmachtas, all of these hints to the shiurim in the psukim. Why? Deshmuel hu gufei de'amar chita achas poderes hesakri. Because Shmuel himself is the one that said even one chita, on a daraisa level, however much one wants to give for truma, that's good enough. One grain potters the kri from truma. Meiser, ironically, Meiser is not as chamor in terms of what the halacha is, Meiser Rishon. As long as there's no Trumas Meiser in there, Meiser Rishon is not Misa B'dei Shamayim, but there's a specific amount. You have to give Me'eser, as the name suggests. But Tosva says on a Daraisa level, Chita Achas Parderes Yisakri, when it comes to Truma. There is a Chiddush that's mentioned, that we have mentioned various times in the past, from the Tosva's Rid. The Noda Behuda didn't have a Tosas Rid. So the Noda Behuda says the same Chiddush, and he says nobody's ever said this before in history. So he knew Kala Tarakula that was available at that time, but he didn't have a Tosas Rid. So he didn't know that the Tosas Rid also says it. But the Tosas Rid says it in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Ches, and maybe we'll read it in the order that it was Megula to the world. So first we'll go to the Noda Behuda. Tinyana Yaradeya Reish Aleph. Says the Noda Behuda, V'yeshli lomar bazeh davar chadesh lo kadmani bazeh shum mefarish o posek. So you have to say that, that's also pretty amazing. Nobody's ever said this before. You have to know all of Torah, you know, backwards, forwards, every posek, every mefarish. So the Noda Behuda knew it. So the Noda Behuda says, when the statement of Shmuel is, chita achas poteres es akri, that does not mean that on a daraisa level, that's all there is. And everything we have more than chita achas is derabanan. Suggests the Noda Behuda, be medayik in the lashon of that chazal. Chita achas poteres es akri. One little chita fixes your kri so it's not tevel anymore. But that does not fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of giving truma. To give truma, you got to give something more significant. One little grain, that's the mitzvah of hafrashas and nesinas truma? No! That little grain solves your tevel, that it's not tevel anymore. But there's a difference between that and doing the mitzvah. After all, it says the lashon of nason titain. You need kedei nesina. You need enough to give. Ki ha-mitzvah azos shel hafrashas chala, talking about chala or truma, imki hi mitzvah achas yish ba shnei inyanim. There are two elements. Ha inyan ha echad hu lahafkia iser tevel min ha-isa. To remove the tevel. Ki kodem ha-afrasha hi asura ba-achila. V'al yedei ha-afrashas chala min ha-isa. Far hufka ha-iser tevel. V'hutra ha-isa ba-achila. Right, and now it's mutter to eat. V'af im achar kach yachzik bal ha'isa es achala la'atzmo v'lo yitznena la'kohen. Let's say I was mafrish and I didn't give it, but I have it in my house separate on the side. So what's the halacha? Ein kan ela gezel ha'shevet v'ya'isa hudra b'achila. I'm still able to eat my dough or eat my whatever's left of my field, but I'm stealing from the kohen if I don't give the chala or the truma. But v'yamnam ha'mitzvah ha'ikarit litna l'kohen. The ikar mitzvah is to give it to the kohen. V'zeh ha'inyan sheni she'amarti, she'yesh b'mitzvah zu. This is the second mitzvah. And that has a shear. V'shnei inyanim ha'elu chalukim zemizeh, she'lifter ha'isa ein lo shear klal min ha'torah. V'yafilu mashu poter ha'isa, k'trumas ha'goren, she'chita achas parteres ha'zakri. He says it by chala, he says it by truma. V'yamnam ha'inyan ha'sheni, l'kaye mitzvahs nesina l'kohen. Zeo yesh lo shear min ha'torah, kivan dechsev titnu, tzarech shihei kedei nesina. V'shir ha'zehu shear echad mi'chav dalet, o echad mi'menches, kasher nevarach ha'ben ha'torah. And that is the by chala and by truma, it would also be a da'oraisa. So that is the chiddush of the Rabbi Yehuda. Even though it says chita achas, pateras is a kri, that's only in terms of patering the kri, but not in terms of fulfilling the mitzvah of nesinas truma. So we have it. We're zocha to have the Tosfos Rid on Kiddushin. Amazing. You can't learn Kiddushin without the Tosfos Rid. Very unique and special Shitos. So those are written on Kiddushin, where this comes up on Daf Nun Ches. Chita achas poderes zakri. He says the exact same idea. Af al pisha mitzvah so b'kach im eina rosa l'kayim ha-mitzvah zu v'tarim chita achas v'kol akri nitkan v'yatsa midei tivlo ela shalo kiye mitzvahs nesina. Same exact thing. The chita achas paters, but it does not fulfill the mitzvah. Av pisha mitzvah so b'kach im tarim nitkan tivlo v'al pisha chisar mitzvah. That is the Tosfos Rid in the Nod B'Yehuda. This works out very nicely. You don't have to say it fits, but it works out very nicely to the machlokas of the Rambam and the Ramban, in terms of how many mitzvos are there by truma. Not eating truma, but from the Yisrael's point of view. The Rambam counts one mitzvah. One mitzvah to be mafresh truma. That's it, one mitzvah, nothing else to... What's the controversy? The Ramban argues. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says there are two mitzvahs. There's hafrasha and nesina. And there's two separate stages, and they're each counted as two of the 613. After all, says the Ramban, when do you make a bracha? You make a bracha by the hafrasha, not by the nesina. So it shows you you usually make a bracha by the final stage of a mitzvah. You don't make a bracha, the Gemara says, menachas membeis, right? You don't make a bracha when you put tzitzis on the baguette, but when you wear the tzitzis. You don't make a bracha when you write the mezuzah, but when you koveya the mezuzah on the doorpost. Only the final stage. So why are we making a bracha on the hafrasha, asked the Ramban? It must be that one of the final stages is the giving. No, it must be this is also a final stage. Hafrasha. Then you have to ask the kasha of why don't you make a bracha on the nesina? So the Ramban says that's a good kasha. But the Ramban says the fact that you don't make a bracha, you make a bracha on the hafrasha means that itself is significant and that counts as a separate mitzvah. Hafrasha and nesina. After all, if you do the hafrasha and you don't give it to the kohen, it still works, still accomplishes something that shows it's significant. So the Ramban, this whole discussion is in the 12th Shorish, Shorish Neimasar, in the Akdama to Sefer HaMitzvos. The Ramban says, you count two mitzvahs, ki ad bidvar matovlim, heim shtei mitzvos vadai. So that is the Machlokas Ramam and the Ramban. So that fits in very nicely to this idea of the Tosus, at least the Ramban does, of the Tosus written in the Yehuda, that it's two separate mitzvos, and that also might fit to the fact that it's two separate shiurim. For the hafrasha, chita achas poteres hazakri. For the nesina, it has to be something more. You didn't have to say what the Noda Behuda and the Tosfos Rid say for the Ramban. You didn't have to, but once it's said, it works out nicely. There is a fascinating discussion, though, in the Nosei Kalim on the Sefer HaMitzvos. In the Leif Sameach, and the Kinas Sofrim, and the Marganisa Tava, all the classic commentaries on the Sefer HaMitzvos, where they say, okay, so what's the Rambam Shita? So what's the Rambam Shita? You count it as one mitzvah. What's the Iker? And what's the Tafel? And they each say something different. One opinion says, well, the Iker is the Hafrasha. The Nesina is the Gemar Hafrasha. The Hafrasha, be Masake, and your Tevel is the Iker. And when you give it to the Kohen, you're finishing up your Hafrasha. That's why you make the Bracha on the Hafrasha. And others say, no. The Hafrasha is the lead up to the Nesina. Hafrasha is step one. How do I give it to the Kohen? By taking it from mine and giving it. So Hafrasha Tchilas Nesina. Or you might just say it's two halves of one idea. Hafrasha and Nesina, there's no Iker, there's no Tafel. That is the, again, all three approaches are suggested in the Mefarshim here. Very important Lashonos and formulations. Just to read one, the Leif Sameach. Aval hacha hafrasha chelik meha mitzvah. Umisha shem mafrish maschil b'mitzvah. Shem mafrish hadavar hanitan. Kadei litno l'kohen. The acharkach nosno lo. Elosha nesina vadei hu agmar v'ikra mitzvah. The nesina is the ikra. The hafrasha is tchilas nesina. That's the Leif Sameach. But only before the formulations are here. So that all fits in with what we were discussing yesterday in terms of Hafrasha's Truma. Okay, now let's go to the next Mishnah, where we continue talking about selling property in order to pay the ksupa. So the last Mishnah we discussed, what happens if the woman makes a mistake? The woman sells too much, she sells it for too much, she sells it for too little. So now this Mishnah is going to talk about what if Beis Din makes a mistake? What if Beis Din makes a mistake? That's the connection to the previous discussion. And then we'll talk about in the last Mishnah of the parak, who has a ksuba and who doesn't get a ksuba. Says the Mishnah, Shuma dayanim shepichsu shtus o hosifu shtus. If you have an estimation done by the judges that where they went above or below a sixth, right, to the value that they were supposed to get, so mechrin batel. Tanakhava says the mechr is batel. Right, just like similar to what we have by a yachid, where we have shtus meaning a significant mistake. So here too, we have mechron is batel if it's a six. We'll have to talk about it. Wait a minute, I thought we just said in the Gemara that if there is even a slight mistake made by a shliach, the whole thing is batel. So here, Beis Din adds allowed even more than that. So we'll have to talk about that in the Gemara. Right, there's a little more flexibility, it seems, by the Beis Din. So that is the shita of the Tanakhama. No matter what, if they made a mistake, so the mecher is batel. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, no, mecher and kayim. The mecher is kayim. Im kein, makok, Beis Din yafeh. No, Beis Din has to have certain elastic power. So you have to give them a little more flexibility. So even if they make a mistake, we still say that the mecher is kayim. Are there any limits? Are there any limits to their mistake? Again, we'll have to talk about that. But that is the machlokas tanoim, whether Bez's mistakes are counted. Aval im asu igeres bikores. But if Beis Din made an igeres bikores, bikores Rashi says means hachraza. Beis Din made an announcement, and this was the best price that they could get. They made an hachraza. Binehen afilu machru shave mana b'masayim or shave masayim b'mana mechron kayim. If they made an announcement, so we assume that's the best price they could get. And therefore, we don't treat that like a mistake. And even if they made a bigger mistake than the shtus, right? The Mishnah says it is going to be okay because they did all they could. The Rishonim here discuss, I understand why if they made a loss for the Yesomim, they sold it and they got a bad price. I understand why the Mechra is batel, let's say for the Tanakhama. But why should it be batel if they made a good deal? If they made more for the Yesomim than they should have. The mistake is to us, but in the favor of the Yesomim. What's wrong with that? Beis Din's acting on their behalf. They're doing the best they can. So, different formulations in the Rishonim. The Rosh has two ideas here. The Rosh says, well, when Beis Din is acting on behalf of the Yesomim, so the other people assume that they're also acting on their behalf. And they're going to do everything equally. Says the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. Dim hoser ashliach dino ke'inish da'alma. Shemocher et shalo v'zacha mishaleach v'yitaron. Avol shumas Beis Din, here's the line. Kemo shahayesomim somchem aleihem, kach alokeach somech aleihem. Just like the Yesomer are lying on Beis Din, so to other buyer. Shalo yasu avel. So I don't think that Beis Din is going to rip me off. So you have as much responsibility to me as you do to the Yesomim. V'lo yurach mubadin, v'avi Beis Din shluchim shel elu ve'elu. Beis Din is the shliach of both parties. Hilkav bein pichzu shtus bein hosiru shtus mechron batel. That is the lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah, quoted here in the Rosh, that they assume that this is you're acting on my behalf. The language of the Rosh himself, he says, when we talk Pirish Rashi mashma, the kiva de legabe onas yisomim amrina mechron batel, hua dinami legabe onas lokeya. Doesn't say it as clearly as Rabbeinu Yonah does, that just like the Yesomim rely on Beis Din, so too the buyer relies on Beis Din. He just says that the laws of Onah apply in both directions. And if there's a transaction with two people involved, so then the halachas would apply in both directions. The Ron quotes the Ravid that just says simply, people don't think Beis Din is going to make a mistake. And if Beis Din makes a mistake, then I don't have any das to make this transaction. Not just that I know you're out for my behalf, but I just don't think Beis Din is going to make a mistake. So therefore, that's why, even if it's in the direction of benefiting the Yesomim, it doesn't work. So again, the Mishnah said, Machlokes Tanoim, if Beis Din makes a mistake by a sixth, do we say makok bezdin yafe, so it for sure has to work or not? And then we said if they do achraza, then it for sure works. So that's a good question. What are we talking about? Are we talking about karka or metaltalin? So that is Rabbi Kiva Eger's issue. Rabbi Kiva Eger here says, O mistaf fakna imhu rak bekarka de ba'alma gam ein din ona ad palga? Or is this Mishnah only about karka? We already know. Ein ona ba'la karkos. And he quotes Tosis's daya that we had yesterday, the three different opinions, at least up until 100%. There's Eino Na by a Yachid, so by a Bezdin, there's also some flexibility. Mishamachi Bezdin, after Haya Medina Lomar, de Mikri Al Yede Shliach, de Litkune Shadartich. Really, you should say any mistake voids the transaction, because they are Shlichim, as we said in yesterday's daf. Bazamrina Makoch Bezdin Yafel, Lahashvo Samachira, Ki'ilu Haya Aide Abaldin Ba'atzmam. It's as if it was done by Abaldin himself, not a Shliach. And therefore, even a larger mistake would be okay. Avo b'metaltalin de ba'alma yesh din ona ubitol mekach b'yesa mishtus yesh lomar degam machro bezdin batel. See, he's not sure. The Mishnah is about karka. Is it also about metaltalin? Or do we say no? Metaltalin has stricter rules of ona'ah, so therefore even bezdin will have stricter rules of ona'ah. That is the suffix of Rabbi Kiva Eger here. He is not 100% sure. Bezdin definitely goes up a level in terms of their power. The question is, Is it by all cases or only by karka, where there are more lenient halachas of ona'a? Ibai luhu. So again, says the Gemara now, shliach kaman. What about a shliach? What's the halacha of a shliach acting on behalf? What shliach are we talking about? So Rashi says, a shliach, regular shliach, shliach dita'a, kaman daininale. What if the woman makes a shliach to sell the property, to get a collector ksuba? That's the case according to Rashi. So, meaning, do we treat her like the almana herself, that we know, the almana herself, we had in yesterday's daf, who acts as a shliach for the yesomim? Any tiny little mistake can void the transaction. Or do we say, no, a shliach is not her, so maybe a shliach is like Bezdin, and therefore there's more flexibility. That's shliach kiman. That is the question. Tosus, Rabbeinu Tam, on the next Amud, Tosus quote, does not like Rashi Pshat. What do you mean, shliach kiman? We already discussed that shliach is all, any type of mistake is a problem. So Rabbeinu Tam says in Tosfos that we're talking about a shliach of Bezdin. Not Bezdin themselves, a shliach of Bezdin. That is the shayla. Rabbeinu Tam, dehachamari b'shliach de dayanim de olim kocho tfei. Umechru kayim achtus. Okay, question, what shliach are we talking about? Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. So shliach, come on. Rava Amar, Rav Nachman, Rav Amar Rav Nachman Shliach Kedayanim. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna Amar Rav Nachman Kalmana. Machlokas within the day of Rav Nachman. Rava Amar Rav Nachman Shliach Kedayanim. Rava quotes Rav Nachman as saying the Shliach is like Dayanim. He has extra power. Ma Dayanim Lav Liditu. Just like the Dayanim are not selling it for themselves. Av Shliach Nami Lav Liditei. So to the Shliach is not selling it for himself. Right, he's a third party. Lafuke almana dilidida, unlike an almana who's selling it for herself. That is why the shliach is different. And the Tosfos Rid notes here that if you're selling it for yourself, if you make a mistake, we're kones you. We fine you. You should have done better. You should have been medayik. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna Amar Rav Nachman ka almana. Shmuel Bisna says no. The shliach is like the almana, meaning shiny bezdin. Bezdin themselves is different. Ma almana yichida af shliach yachid lafuke bezdin the rabim ninhu. Bezdin is different. The institution of bezdin. The hilchasa shliach ka almana. And that is what we paskin. The shliach is like an almana, and the shliach does not get as much authority as a bezdin. The Nesivos relates this, talking about the Rambam that we mentioned yesterday. Remember the Rambam we mentioned yesterday, in all these cases where the shliach makes a mistake and the din is batel, that's only where the shliach tells the buyer that he is a shliach. But if he does not tell the buyer that he is a shliach, the Rambam paskins, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Rambam, in Hilchos Shluchin, that the deal stands, and the mishaleach has to get his money back from the shliach. And again, the lokeach only loses if he told him that he was a shliach. So the Nesivos just has a limit on that Rambam. That's only a case where the shliach has the wherewithal and the means to pay back the mishaleach. If the shliach has nothing and the mishaleach is going to be stuck, then even if the shliach didn't tell the person that he's the shliach, even the Rambam would agree that one can go back. Amnam im ein, this is the nesivus on that halacha kuf pei beis. Im ein lo l'shliach l'sakin ha'ivas, if the shliach cannot make right, hayanira l'chora the yachal mishleach levatel amekach kishemivara she'aver al dvarav, the mishleach can then go back even if the locator didn't know about it. Kivan sham mishleach lo nisratze rak al ofan she'amer l'shliach v'shliach shina ve'ein yachal hashlim havi kemocher davar she'ino shelo. It's like you're selling something that's not yours, and therefore it doesn't work. So that's just when we say the maskana here that hilchas shliach kalmana, and we remember that Rambam that the shliach has different rules if he says over what the whether he's a shliach or not. So there is a limitation on that Rambam as long as the shliach can pay back. Weiter says the Gemara, Maishna mehaditznan. You say shliach is like an almana, so any slight difference makes a difference, even less than a sixth. By a regular shliach, any little difference, I say you rip me off even a tiny amount. Litkuni shadartich. So why is that different? Mehadetzan from the Mishnah we quoted yesterday. Also, the Mishnah said, "Ha'omer l'shluch otsev etrom." A man says to a shliach, "Go take truma off from my field," but he does not specify how much he wants to give. Torim kadas balabayis. You try to figure out how much the balabayis would have wanted to give. V'meida yodei adaito shabalabayis. If he doesn't know, torim bebeinonis. So do the average, do the middle, 1/50th. Piches asara o hosif asara, truma so truma. But if he does more than 1/40th and 1/60th, more and less, so then it still works. 1 second, we're talking about a shliach. Didn't we just say that a shliach who makes any type of mistake, then the deal, the whole shlichus is batil? And here we're saying you have flexibility, you have. Piches asara, hosif asara. So Gemara says, no, there's a simple difference. Hasam in over there, by the case of Truma, there's no specific instructions that were given. So up until the 1/10th leeway in either direction, that's maybe what he wanted to do. Kibon de'ika de'torim ba'ayin ra'eh, ve'ika de'torim ba'ayin yafeh, Amarlei, since some people do this and some people do that, Amarlei, the shliach kitzei lohachi amatich, well, this is what I thought you wanted. So that's different. That's why you have that flexibility. Because maybe that's not a mistake. There wasn't specific instructions that he was hold to. Aval hacha ta'usahu. But here, by other cases, he was giving specific instructions. If he doesn't follow them, it's a mistake. Omer le lo iboy lo chalamiti. You shouldn't have made a mistake. So there's a big difference between knowing for sure that this is wrong and not knowing. Maybe this is right. Right, that's a difference. Right, a similar idea. Actually, just mention the Chassam Sofer here says, added to this is, well, it's kind of his fault also. The Baal Bayis' fault, not explicating. If he really wanted a specific amount, then he should have said it. There he says, Sheshamari Baal Bayis yodea sheish ba'alma gimel mini tarmim. V'haylo lo hodia la hashliach bekama hu rotza sheyitro. V'kiva shalo hodia la hashliach behechrech somach atzmal umdenoso shal hashliach. There's a big difference. Over there, there's a range. And therefore, anything in that range might be the true instructions of what the Mishaleach might have wanted. But you see from here, knowing for sure that something is wrong is different than not knowing, and maybe I got it right. A similar, but not exactly the same idea, comes up in a totally different context. And that is, we know, the Gemara tells us in Chulin that the halacha is one has to wait after eating fleishiks before eating milchiks. That's the halacha, right? You have to wait till Seuda Achrita. You have to wait till the next Seuda. Because that's the lashon of the Gemara, it is so unclear what does that mean. How can there be so many differences in Minhag and in Rishonim what to do, you know, the Gemara says it. The answer the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara just says Seuda Achrita. So, Rov Rishonim say that means 6 hours. Some Rishonim say that it means 1 hour. Some say it means just to wash your hands and wash your mouth out. Right? Different halachas, apply. Depending on the different shitas. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes 6 hours, the Ramah quotes 1 hour, even less, and then says we really should do 6 hours, all different days. The question is, where did, there's a minhag that some have, into the sixth, or 5:31, or all different permutations. Where does that come from? So, there are those that say it comes from one letter in the Rambam. The Rambam quotes, you should wait,
kisheshos. Like 6 hours. Kisheshos. Ah, that's where it comes from. The problem that is noted is that the Shulchan Aruch left out the ki. The Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin from Rambams, we paskin from the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch knew exactly what the Rambam says and did not write the ki. So that's why he says 6. But again, that is the custom of men. Because where did it come from? So it must have come from that Rambam, or there are other, the Meiri in one place writes 4 or 5 hours. 4 or 5 hours. Whatever. So there are different, whatever one does is fine. That's the, it's a basis. But the Rav Avadi Yosef has the following suggestions. In the first Chelik of Yavi Biya Omer, in Chelik Alaf Simen Dalad, he says, Lulei de Mistafina, if I weren't nervous, and he talks about the 3 hours, where does that come from? Not for now. He says, Lulei de Mistafina, if I wasn't nervous, so then, Hava Mina, I would say that 5 and a half, the tshuva there is about children. How much do children have to wait? So at the end of the tshuva, though, he has a one paragraph, but you know what? I would say even 5 and a half is good enough even for Gdolim, because the Rambam says, Kimo, not Ki, Kimo Sheshaos, and Ubizmanim Arishonim Lohaya Moreshaos Matsui. They didn't have watches in those days. They didn't know exactly, at the tone will be exactly, they didn't have that. They estimated. Ubivada Shaya Mikilin Baumdana. They guessed, okay, it's 6 hours. And what does the Gemara say elsewhere in totally different context? Within half an hour, that's called, you know, by Adim testifying. If one says in the 5th hour, one says 5 and a half, yeah, it's good. Chatzi Shah is called Samach. Right, half an hour before you have to have a mincha, you can't sit down to do whatever, a haircut. So you see, Chatzi Shah in other contexts is called the time. So that's where it comes from, 5 and a half. Because in those days they didn't have, they had sundials, so they figured 5 and a half, that was like 6 already, and therefore that's all you have to wait. That's Rav Avadia. But the later Achronim, Rabbi Forst has this in his Sefer on Kashrus, he says, no, there's a big difference between not knowing, and maybe it's right, versus knowing for sure that it's not right. I mean, if you live in the times when you don't have a watch, and it might be 6, but it might be 5 and a half, but it might be 6. Okay, then you can say, okay, maybe it's good. But if you know for sure that it's not 6, that's a difference. So here too, if you know for sure that this is not the right instructions, so then it's totally wrong. But here, maybe it's right. Right? I don't know what the Balabayas wanted. Right? So at least there, it might work. So therefore, it would be okay. Again, there's a ton to talk about in that sugya. Just to mention the great story of the Chasam Sofer that is quoted in various places, that is shaila about whether Shenas Keva could substitute for 6 hours. Shenas Keva, a real sleep. Somebody goes to sleep, has bisari, has meat right before they go to sleep. They sleep for 5 hours. They wake up. They want to have a cup of coffee. So does sleep, does digestion change anything? It might relate to the different reasons why you have to wait. Either way, the story goes that the Chasam Sofer paskind that Shenas Keva substitutes for 6 hours and you don't have to wait. And the story is that he woke up the next morning after this psak, he poured, and he didn't sleep for 5 hours, he didn't sleep for 6 hours, and he had flesh before he went to sleep, and he poured himself a burning hot cup of coffee, and he spilled it all over himself. And he took it as a simim in Hashemayim, that, and here's the last line, there are different versions of the story, he took it as a simim that his psak was wrong, and therefore he changed the psak, or more maybe logical way is that he took it as a simon to re-research the sugya. And he re-researched the sugya and he came out with the other psak. Not that it was automatic, oh, I must be wrong. No, he took it as a simon to re-research. And there are many stories like this about different areas of halacha. Okay, let's get back though to our sugya. Subisaf kuf, what does that have to do with waiting to inflation and milchix? So, Baruch Hashem, we just came up with a connection. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Nachman. There's a chashuk echem in here too, but maybe we'll come back to that if we have time after. Halacha k'dere chachamim. So Rav Huna Bar Chanina says the name of Rav Nachman that we pass on like the chachamim. The chachamim meaning what? The chachamim in the Mishnah that say Bezdin has some flexible power. Makoch Bezdin yafeh. And therefore, I'm sorry, that's the Tanakama. The chachamim say the mecher is batel. Rav Shimon Gamliel said Makoch Bezdin yafeh. But the chachamim say that if they make a mistake, so it's batel. But less later, Rav Nachman, Makoch Bezdin Yafeh. There's a Rav Nachman not hold of that concept. He doesn't hold that Bezdin has more flexibility. V'yamar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Yisomim Shebo Lachlok B'nichse Avihen. Yisomim. Orphans that are coming to split up the estate of their father. Bezdin Mamidin Lehen Aputrapis. Bezdin appoints an Aputrapis for them. Ubar, right? A guardian. Or an agent. Ubarin Lohem Chelek Yafeh. And they, the apotropses, you know, act on their behalf. Higdilu yicholo limchos. Once the children get older, then they can be mocha. They could protest the split that occurred originally. That's what Rav Nachman says in the name of Shmuel. For Rav Nachman didei amar, but Rav Nachman himself says no. Higdilu ein yicholo limchos. If they get older, they can't protest. Why? Imkein makoch bezin yafeh. The bezin appointed the apotropis, and they're acting for the Bezdin and for the children. So if you say that the children can undermine it later when they get older, then what was the point of the Bezdin? So you see, Rav Nachman does hold of the principle of Makoach Bezdin Yafeh. So why does Rav Nachman paskin like the Chachamim in our Mishnah that doesn't hold of that principle? So answer, Lo Kasha, Hadito, Hadiloto. There's a big difference. In our Mishnah, they made a mistake. That's why it's undone. Over there, in Higdilu, by the Yisomim, they didn't make a mistake. So, if they didn't make a mistake, so what are they complaining about when they get older? Biruchos, they're complaining about where the side, the direction. I want this field, because I, you know, all the chalukah was equal, that's fine. But my field that I have is next to this other field that my brother got, and I would rather have this one, so I could have one big field. That's what they're complaining about. Let's continue, and then we'll make a comment. Kiyasa Rav Dimi. Actually, wait a minute. Apotropis is a big sugi we spoke about a couple of weeks ago. We're not going to go back into that now in detail, but just to note that Rashi here. Rashi says apotropis on the second line on top. There's an apotropis for each child. Apotropis l'kol echad ve'echad min aktanim. That's interesting. You can't have one apotropis for all of the group. I'm going to take care of it equally. You have to have one fighting for each of the children. Other Rishonim argue. What do you mean apotropis l'kol echad ve'echad? So that is a machlokas. And there are other machlokos as well. But the root issue is whether, how much apotropis, I used two English words before, but they might give off different impressions. A guardian or an agent. Right? An agent is more like a shliach. A guardian is more of a person in charge of everything. How much is an apotropis a real stand-in for the person they're acting for or not? Just maybe there's a difference between the one appointed by the father and the one appointed by Bezdin. But the fact that Rashi says you need one for each and every child might give the impression, does give the impression, that they're really shlichim of each of the children. And that's why you need one for each. It's also a question, are there apotropsim for children who are gedolim already? Or only for ktanim? Only for ktanim. After all, the Ritva here says, the Ritva doesn't say anything here. The Ritva in Yevamos, talking about this topic on Samach Zayin, he quotes that most Rishonim, like Rashi said, we're talking about children, Yisomim, Shabbo Lachlok. And the question is, so what does it mean? They come, what's the language here? The language is here, they come, Yisomim, Shabbo Lachlok. What? 8-year-olds are coming to Besdin, Shabbo Lachlok? Among other questions, the Ritva says, no, we're talking even about Gedolim here. Yisomim Gedolim. Right, not Ketanim. Ketanim don't have das, right, to argue, right? What is it, Shayach, that they're coming to split up? So he quotes that even by Yisom and Gedolim, he thinks that the Apotropsim are appointed in those cases. What cases? The Ritva says maybe you have some Gedolim and some Ketanim. The Gedolim want to act on their own behalf, but the Apotropsim are appointed for the Ketanim and to be able to negotiate with the Gedolim. Okay, big topic. Vayter. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, Maisava Asa, Rebbe Kedere Chachamim, there was a story that Rebbe did like the Chachamim, meaning there was a mistake made by Bezdin, and it was Batel. Amar Lafana Prata, Binosher Blazer Ben Prata, Ben Binosher, Rebbe Prata Hagadol. So, family names. You see, children, grandchildren were named after the grandfathers already then. Imkein, Makoch, Bezdin Yafeh. So they asked Rebbe, what do you mean? Makor ben Yav, how can you say Bezdin is Batel? The Hexer Rebbe is a Maisa. And Rebbe retracted his statement. Rav Dimi Masni Hachi, Rav Dimi had that version of the story. Rav Safra Masni Hachi, Rav Safra had a little different version. Maisa Ubikesh Rebbe Lasos Kedere Chachamim. Rebbe was about to. He didn't paskin and undo it. He was about to paskin like the Chachamim. And Amar Lafana, Prata, Benosher, Blazer ben Prata, Ben Benosher, Ben Prata, Agadol, Imkein, Makor, Bezdin Yafeh. So he was about to, and then he was stopped. Lo asa Rebbe asa Maisa. So different versions of the story. So ask the Gemara, Lema, let us say, maybe it's not just that they had different versions of the story, but there's a reason that they had different versions of the story. Lema b'hakam iflagi. Maybe this, the following is the root of their machlokas. Marsa v'ta b'dvar mishnah choser. One of them holds that if you make a mistake in something explicit in a mishnah, so then the din is choser, even if it's bezdin. right? And that's the halach, that's the formulation of the one who said that he, number one, that he paskined, and they're able to go back. Umar Sabar Enochos, and one of the ones says Enochos, or he can't retract. So therefore, you have to say he didn't go through with it yet, right? Because this is a Dvar Mishnah. Dvar Mishnah, it's a beferish in the, in our Mishnah, a topic we've discussed before. Different dais. If you make a toas in a pasuk, a ton in Dvar Mishnah, and a ton in Shikol Hadas. The three levels of ta'uyos. So Gemara says, is that the different versions of the story? So Gemara says, lo. To kulei alma ta'a b'dvar Mishnah choser. Everybody agrees that you would go back b'dvar Mishnah, as we paskin elsewhere. If somebody makes a mistake mefurish in a pasuk or in a Dvar Mishnah, the din goes back. Umar Sabar, Hachi Avi Maisa. Umar Sabar, Hachi Avi Maisa. No, that's how the story was. Right, don't try to give any reasons for the story. That's, they just had different mesoras about what exactly was the story. And we've quoted in the past, what is the definition of the Dvar Mishnah? Is it Mishnah? Is it Gemara? Yes. Is it Gaonim? Machlokas. The Russian, the fourth paragraph of Sanhedrin. What about Kararishon argue on a Gaon? Right, you can't argue on the Gemara. Fine, that's Talmud Dvar Mishnah. But could her, and the Gemara can argue on the Mishnah, let's say, if you say that view. But what about Gaonim? That's a machlokas that we have mentioned. Amar of Yosef. Our Malta Dezvina Achrayas Ayasmi. Right, we quoted this a couple of days ago. The Amana that sells, and it ends it up that what she sold from her dead husband's property was Meshubit to a previous Balchov. So who did the Balchovas go back to? The Yosomim, Achrayas Ayasmi. Ubezdin Dezavin, Achrayas Ayasmi. And Bezdin that goes back. So Gemara says, Pshita. Obviously, the Yisomim are standard for their fathers, and this was property that belonged to their father. So Gemara says, Almana lo etzrichalei, ki etzrichalei beidina. Almana, that's not a chiddush, but the Bezdin is a chiddush. Why? Mao de tema, I might have said, kol dezavin mi beidina, adaita lemefik le kalahu dezavin. Whenever anybody buys from a Bezdin, it's very public. Everybody knows that Bezdin is selling a property, and therefore, the person buying says, well, if anybody has any claims against this person who I'm taking from, they should probably come. They would have heard about it. They didn't come, so then I'm buying it even shelo b'achrayus. I'm buying it even without the ability to go back if somebody comes. So you might have thought that that's what's in a person's mind, because they assume that it's so public somebody would come. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Kamash Malan, even if nobody came, this buyer has the ability to go back to the Yisomim and say, I was sold, I got a piece of land, and I want it, and it was taken away from me, so I get to get it back. Period. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, in the Mishnah, Ad Koch Bezin Yafer. Right? Even if Bezin makes a mistake, there's still a limit. V'yad Kama, are there any limitations to what the mistake is? Even with a mistake of a shtus, the Mishnah said, we say that Bezin's rule sticks. V'yad Kama, Amar Evhuna Bar Yehuda, Amar Ev Sheishas, Ad Palga. Which we call 100%. You sell something 100 for 50, right? You have 50% loss, ad palga, or the other way, or gain. Tani Nami Hachi, Amar Bshung Amlio, Bezdin Shemachru Shavim Masayim B'mano, Shavim Mano B'Masayim, Mechron Kayim. Up until there, but no more than that. No more than that. Right, this could be where Bali Tos was guided from by Enonola Karkos. Even if you say Enonola Karkos, there's a limit. Just like Bezdin, no problem by Bezdin, but there's a limit. So this is where they got it from. Amar, I may remember Shader of Yosef, Bezdin Shemachru below Hachraza. If Bezdin sells a property without announcing beforehand and trying to get the best price, Naasu Kimi Sheto B'Dvar Mishnah V'Chozrin. You treat it as if they made a mistake in the Dvar Mishnah. And therefore, the whole, even though it's a Bezdin, the whole thing goes back, retracts. Right? The Tosfos Rid says, even if they didn't make a mistake. If they sold it without achraza, the whole thing is not good. So Gemara says, Nasu, what, you treat it as if? Vadeto, it is. It is a Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. What do you mean, it's as if? You treat it as if. It is. Titzan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Arachin, Shum HaYisomim Shloshim Yom. When you're estimating something to sell on behalf of Yisomim, so you have to make hachrazas for 30 days. Shuma hektish, shishim yom. Selling something belonging to hektish, you want to make sure to get the best price, you do it for 60 days. Umachrizin baboker ba'erev, every morning, every night. So you see, it's beferish in the Mishnah. That you have to, if you're doing selling properties of Yisomim, you have to announce it. So Gemara says, imeahi hava minahani mili shliach. From that Mishnah, it doesn't say who. Maybe over there, only the shliach has to. Avo Bezdin lo. Maybe Bezdin wouldn't have to. Maybe the Shittim Kubetz says maybe Bezdin are experts themselves, and they don't even need the achraza. Kamash Malano. Even Bezdin is subject to these rules, but because it's not mefurish in the Mishnah, explicitly, that's why we could still formulate it as nasu kami. It's as if, right? Because it's not explicit in the Mishnah. Good, but at Lamaisa, it's a mistake, and therefore they go back. You treat it as Tav Edvar Mishnah. Hey, remember, we mentioned a couple weeks ago when this came up from Rav El Yashiv, he said there is a difference even between the first two levels. Ta in a pasuk in the Torah, then automatically it goes back, it's not called a din. Tav Edvar Mishnah, it goes back, but the Dayan himself has to be Machzir the din. That's what he said. That chiluk is not in the Gemara. Rav El Yashiv came up with that first category. In the Gemara, you only have Tav Edvar Mishnah and Tav Shikol Adas. You have those two formulations in the Gemara about that sugya. Well, Yasha brings other sources to have a third level. Esver Ravashi la meimar. Is this really true? Shuma dayanim shebechsus shuso osirushdos mechran batel. Our Mishnah says that if the dayanim make a mistake, according to the Tanakhama, the mechran is batel. Hashave bishave. But if they didn't make a mistake, mechran kayam, then it would stick. Even if my love de lo echris. Even if they didn't make an announcement. Masha from our Mishnah, there was no, even if they didn't make achraza, as long as no mistake was made, it would be good. But 1 minute, I thought if they do it without achraza, it's a tab of our Mishnah, and the whole thing goes back even without a mistake. Smart says, lo, but the achraz, no, really, our Mishnah is talking about a case where achraza was done. I have to say for the achras, have a reisha but the low achras. But the last line of the Mishnah talks about achraza. So the reisha must not be diktani seifa. The last line of our Mishnah said, "Im asu igeres bikores." If they made a hachraza, afilu machru shave mana bimasai, mashve masai bimana mechrod kayim. Right? The seifa says there was a hachraza, so the reisha must be talking about a case where there was no hachraza. So the answer is no. Ela olam b'delo achras. There was no hachraza. You're right. So why in our Mishnah, if there was no hachraza, does the din stick? If there was no mistake made, so the Gemara has three suggestions. Number one, v'lo kasha. Kan bedvarm shemachrizin aleihen, kan bedvarm sheemachrizin aleihen. Usually you're right. No achraza, the whole thing is null and void, but there are some things that you're not machriz about. That's our Mishnah. Ve'eluhein dvarm sheemachrizin aleihen, ha'avadim, v'hametaltalin, v'hashtaros. These items are sold by Bezin without achraza. Why? Avadim, taimamai, shemayishmu v'yivrachu. If an Eved hears that he's up for sale, he might run away. He's not interested in finding a new bialim. So we don't want that. Mitaltalin v'shtaro shemi yiganvu. If people know that these things are out there and they're going to be on display in order for people to see how much to pay for it, there's a chance that it might be stolen. We don't want to take that chance. So that is number one. What our Mishnah is talking about. V'ibay zema, second idea. Kan b'shosha machrizen, kan b'shosha e machrizen. Maybe our Mishnah, which is not, we're talking about a case of no achraza, is talking about a time when you're not machriz. When? Dami Nardoi. Nardoi said, we also had this earlier, l'charga l'mizone l'kvura, when it's for taxes that you need quick money. Mizone, it's mizonas for the woman or the family. V'l'kvura, it's to bury him, mizavnina b'lo achrazda. You need the money quickly. So therefore you sell it without achraza. So maybe that's what the Mishnah is talking about. That it was sold without achraza, and therefore as long as no mistake was made, it's good. But in the other case, up top, the statement of Amemar, that was where you were supposed to be machriz. V'vayi seima, third answer, kan b'makam she'machrizen, kan b'makam she'ein machrizen. It goes on the not... The first answer was items. The second answer was time. The third answer is place. They never made announcements. They never had achrazas in Nahar Da'a. They never had achrazas. Sover mina, why? Mishum de Bekiya Beshuma. So the thought was because everybody's experts there in Nahar Da'a. And that's why they didn't have hachrazas. So, Amalei Rav Yosef, Rabban Yomi, Lididi, Mifishili, Mineder of Nachmin, Mishum de Karuluhu, Bene Achli, Nichse, Dachrazta. No, the problem is, when they made hachrazas, when they're selling for Yesomim, when Bezin's selling, then everybody knows that, you know, there are some people in need. There are some people who are not in a good financial state. And that's why you need to sell, whether it's the orphans, whether it's the people collecting from the orphans. So people were looked down on the buyers in these cases. You're like eating the property of Yesomim. Right? They were called Bnei Achli Nichzei Dachrazta. They're trying to exploit the opportunity and buy it quickly for less. So that's why, because of this, they didn't want, people wouldn't buy. And that's why, without the announcements, at least it would be a little more private and it would be easier and people wouldn't do this. Right? Rashi says, Genai v'cherpa hu lahem. It was a disgrace. Kishakonim nechasim shebezin mochrin. Right, when they bought property that Bezin was selling, lefisha machmas dochak shahanosha lochet as ayisomim, because of the pressure that the Baal Chov is putting on the orphans. Oes alove lochim alakuchas bezol umevazen osan. These mean mevaza them. That's why they didn't make announcements there. Period. Am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel mitaltalin shel yisomim shaman osan umochrin osan la'alter mitaltalin of yisomim. You could estimate and sell right away. Could sell it in the marketplaces. There's no machlokas here. If the market is close by, go to the marketplace. Try to get the best price. If the market is far away, then you don't have to go there. Try to get the best price where you are. Rav Kahana, havi biyade shichra. Rav Misharshi bar chilka yasma. Rav Kahana had the beer of an orphan. Shaye ad rigla, and he waited to sell it until yantif, until one of the regalim. Amr, and he said, afagav denafal bay itzitzta, even though it's starting to go bad a little bit. So you might say, I should have sold it earlier. Maisi zuza harifa. If I wait till yantif, I'm still going to get a better price, even for the lower quality, than I would even now. So that's why he did. He thought, "What's the best price I can get for these yisomim?" So he waited till yantif. Ravina avi biyade chamra to Ravina zude yasma. He had in his hands the wine. Barach sehavi of his nephew a yasom ulidide nami chamra havi, and he himself also had wine. So he had his own wine and wine of a yasoms. Kamasik le sichra, and he was going down le sichra. Rashi says shem makom, name of a place. Asa lekami to Ravashi, and he came to Ravashi. Amarle maola amtuye badan. Can I bring mine and the yasomims together? Is there anything wrong with that? So amarle zil lo adif mididach. Yeah, why not? It's no worse than yours. Right, or better than yours. So if you would treat yours in this way, you would take it and travel with it. So too, you can take your friends in that way as well. The Sha'ar Mitzvah Balacha in Chelek Dalid, in Hilchas Pikadon of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, discusses when you have a Pikadon, could you always be Shomer on the Pikadon in the same way that you would be Shomer on yours? Right, like this line says, no better than yours, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Chayev L'shmar Sa Pikadon, Ba'ofan HaYoser Tov, Kefi HaDerach Shel Shmar Chafatzim Ke'elu. V'yafilum Hu Eino Medakti Kochach B'Shar Chafatzim Shelo, B'Pikadon Chayev L'daktig Yoser. Shulchan Aruch says, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, sometimes you have to be more medaktik on yours than on your friends. So in the bottom, the Sha'ar Mitzvah Balacha talks about two cases. Number one, what happens if you're traveling on a bus and somebody gave you something to watch and you put it down on the seat next to you, which you always do on your property, and then you forgot it on the bus. You forgot it. So do we say, well, it's your fault, you shouldn't have put it down? Or do we say, no, I always put down my stuff and I forget my stuff too sometimes. And it wasn't a pshia. Is that called pshia? Or is that called shocheach? And shocheach might be called ones. One. What about if you are on a plane and are you allowed to put it in the overhead compartment? You have to keep it in the thing in front of you to be able to watch it the whole time? No, most of us put everything in the overhead. So, and that's considered normal. So if I'm taking something from my friend, do I have to be even more choshesh? That's this line right here. Lo adif mididach. It's no better than yours, so is there a case where it has to be better than yours? Right, but here at least he says it's the same, and you would be able to take it. Just getting back to that Chashuke Chemed that I did not get to mention earlier in terms of Loboy L'Cholamiti, right, we said on the back on Amud Aleph that, you know, by a Taus, you should have made a mistake. So, here's the case. Sheila, there was a shul inside a Beit Cholim. There was a shul, right, in many, in this country, there are shuls in every hospital, and on Shabbat, they were making a Mishaberach, and there was a guest that the gabbai of the shul sees as a man of means, and he was bidding for some type of kibud, so he starts, upping the bid with, you know, how much, I guess they were selling the kibud, so how much, so he kept upping it until finally the guest realizes that, you know, this is too much, or something fishy is going on. So he says, okay, you take it, after the last bid. And the gabbai's like, uh-oh. Right? So, v'nistapachnu, im oso ha-mitcharet zarech l'shalim is oso schum gavoa sh'amer basof. So, does he have to pay it? But, was it a tawus? So, that's the shayla. So, does the gabbai have to pay it? Does the guest have to pay the last thing that he said? So, he says, for sure the gabbai does not have to pay it. He didn't do the right thing, for sure. He was a shakran. But he doesn't have to pay it because ein piv libo shavin. He had no kavana to be kone the aliyah. And even though it talks about it in Dvarim Shevelevein or Dvarim, this is clear. But maybe the opposite, the oreach should be mishalem, the last bid that he gave, because he really had kavana that he was going to pay for the aliyah and give that to tzedakah. So he says that his brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, says that no, even the guest is pater. Why is the guest pater? Because the only reason he went so high is because he thought that the other guy wanted it. If he knew the guy was tricking him, he never would have bid so high. So he also was not serious about spending this. He knew there was no real competition. And therefore, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that he should be pater also. But Rav Zilberstein here says, Nirem, he says, since we're talking about money to a hospital, Hagam Sherimu Oto, Bechalzot Shebelibo Amar, Gam Baruch Yeh. Yitzchak was also tricked. But once he finds out, he says, okay, fine. So here too, Lechari to try to convince the guest that Sof it's a Trumato Ben Chalim, Yishalim Ba'ahava, and he should pay, even though he was originally tricked. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will continue with the last daf here in the 11th parak of Maseches Ksubis tomorrow, and then we'll continue getting into the last couple of dafim of the Masechta.